Timothy R. Jennings is a Christian psychiatrist, master psychopharmacologist, author, international speaker, and radio personality. He was named one of America's top psychiatrists by the Consumer Research Institute of America in 2008, 2010, and 2011. He recently published the book, The God-Shaped Brain: How Changing Your View of God Transforms Your Life. He's dropped in for a chat today. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
The starting point, I guess, for your book is that our beliefs affect our physical, mental, and spiritual health. Does the research actually show that the physical makeup of our brain can be altered by our thoughts and our beliefs?
Absolutely. The neuroscience is so fascinating now that the neurons that fire together wire together. And the more you exercise the neural circuits, the stronger they'll get. They'll recruit new neurons. Neurons that you leave deactivated, basically, they'll slowly be pruned back over time. And so if you fire circuits of altruism, compassion, love, caring for others, you actually grow the higher cortical parts of your brain and you calm the brain's fear and anxiety circuits. This is what happens in the brain. But if you fire circuits that induce fear, apprehension, worry, guilt, these types of circuits, you actually cause an inflammatory cascade in your body that results in increasing blood pressure, heart rate, inflammatory diseases of various kinds.
Because we seem to see this increase of mental health issues, especially in the Western world, where we think we've got everything we could need, and yet so often people are sinking into depression or other mental health issues.
Yeah, and I think there's a clear connection between how the brain belief systems work, whether we're firing the fear circuitry of the brain called the amygdala, and when that fires, it activates our immune system, which actually releases inflammatory cytokines that damage insulin receptors, we get insulin resistance, damage synaptic signaling, so we get aches and pains, we get cognitive problems, fatigue, and these types of problems happen because of a chronic firing of the brain's anxiety and stress circuitry. Now, people have known for years, stress is a killer, right? Stress ulcers, increase your risk of heart attacks. People have known this for years. Now we can actually see, we've got enough science, we can see the actual pathological and microbiological footprint of how this happens.
But surely it's being oversimplistic to say, if we believe in God, then that's all going to go away and we're going to fire the right neurons.
You're exactly right. And this is the premise of my book. It's not enough to believe in God. The question is, what God do you believe in? Because you can believe in different versions of God. And if you believe in a God that is angry, punitive, guilt-inducing, that frightens you, you'll fire fear circuitry. Studies by Newberg and his group at University of Pennsylvania took patients 65 years in age and older and had to meditate 12 minutes a day on a God of love, a God of beneficence and kindness. They measured beforehand the part of the brain where we experience compassion and empathy. It's called the anterior cingulate cortex. They took baseline measures of heart rate and blood pressure and standardized memory testing. And then they had to do this 12 minutes a day for 30 days, at the end of which they remeasured everything again, and they could actually see growth in the anterior cingulate cortex. They had lower heart rates and blood pressure and 30% improvement in memory testing. But every other God construct, angry, wrathful, punitive, distant God construct, you did not get these positive benefits from. Only a beneficent, loving God gave you this.
So this is talking about a God that wants relationship with us.
Yeah, absolutely. And who is for you, who wants your wellness, wants what's best for you. Think of it like a very compassionate, kind doctor that is for you and how it brings you relief. You may be struggling, you're sick, but the doctor has brought you, you're in the hands of the doctor now, and you just relax because you feel safe because he's going to take care of the problem and heal you. If you in that kind of a relationship with a doctor you can trust.
We've been told so often that science and God don't mix.
Yeah, and in my book, I introduce this concept called the integrative evidence-based approach, which requires the integration of three threads of evidence. And the three threads I use are scripture, harmonized with science, harmonized with experience. And when we do that, we'll find that, in fact, we find a truth that is evidenced in all three of these. And that truth is that the God of love is a principle. It's a design protocol upon which life is built. And this principle is this principle of giving. And you see this in nature. One example I'll give is, with every breath you take, you give away carbon dioxide and the plants give back oxygen to you. This is a design protocol upon which life is built. You're free to break that law. Tie a plastic bag over your head, selfishly hoard your carbon dioxide to yourself. But if you do, what happens? You die. The scripture says, that sin is transgression of the law, and that results in death. And we see that the law is the law of love, as Scripture says, and we see it's the principle of giving. So it all fits together when we do it this way.
So when we're talking about this belief in God changing the way that our mind works and it affects us physically, I guess people are thinking, I need to learn a little bit more about this. So if this has piqued someone's interest, what do they need to do?
Comeandreason.com is our website, our ministry website, and InterVarsity Press is the publisher, and they actually have a free little study guide workbook that goes with the book that you can just download.
So there's an opportunity for people to find out a little bit more about how our beliefs actually change our well-being, our physical and mental and spiritual well-being.
Absolutely.
Tim, thank you so much for taking time out of your day and coming in and speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.